And legislation was rushed on the floor once again to countervail the decision of the highest court in the land. And so it's been over the past 5 years, with each decision out of this court in the area of human liberty and individual freedom. When the court said in the Nelson case that there should be one standard of sedition in this country, not 48, but the same standard of seditious behavior that applies in New York should apply in San Francisco, the Senate Judiciary Committee rushed forward with legislation to overturn that decision and permit 48 states to set up 48 different standards of Americanism. And when the Supreme Court, in the famous Mallory decision, struck out at dragnet arrests based upon suspicion and illegal detentions by the police, the Senate Judiciary Committee rushed forward with legislation designed to overturn that decision. 4 years ago, the Chief Justice of the United States said in St. Louis, Missouri, at Washington University, that he had grave doubts as to whether the American Bill of Rights, if offered as a piece of legislation, could pass the Congress. I'm sure that today it could not. I'm sure it couldn't get out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I brought along with me a document. A document that came out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, paid for with your money and mine, with the seal of the United States Senate on it. It was disseminated for 3 weeks and hurriedly withdrawn in shame because it constitutes the most scurrilous, unbridled attack on an arm of government ever made by another responsible arm of government, I think, in our national history. This document is called The Supreme Court as an Instrument of Global Conquest, put out by the Senate Judiciary Committee, prepared by an organization known only as SPX Research Associates. The thrust of this document is that the highest court in this land is acting as an arm of the Communist Party. Am I overstating the case? I think not. Let me read to you just 3 lines from the document on S2646. Question. Do Supreme Court patterns coincide with or follow established pressure patterns of the communist global conquest by paralysis? Answer, affirmative. Question. Do recent decisions of the Supreme Court follow pre-established communist lines and contentions? Answer, affirmative. Question. Have recent decisions of the Supreme Court assumed a pattern of aid and comfort to the enemy? Answer, affirmative. With what was this document met? From the American bar and the American public, the most scurrilous document ever put out about the High Court was met with apathy and indifference. For the bar, there is no excuse. For the public, there is the excuse of tragic ignorance of the Bill of Rights. 3 months ago, a great Midwestern university conducted a poll among the political science majors in the sophomore class across the West. A form was sent to the students majoring in the political sciences. On this form were stated the 14 cardinal principles of the American Bill of Rights, and the students were asked to say whether they believed in them or not. To the dismay and the chagrin of the professors, the majority of these college students majoring in the social sciences said that they did not believe in the peaceable right of assembly of all Americans. They did not believe in the right of an accused always to be confronted by his accuser. They did not believe in the privilege against self-incrimination or the principle of double jeopardy. What they all answered, all who were polled, 100% strong, that they believed in the American Bill of Rights, demonstrating by their answers that they didn't know what the American Bill of Rights really was. It would take an analysis far more profound than I can essay here to find out why the fires once blazing for freedom in the minds of American youths have been so carefully banked. But one thing is sure, and the Warren Court has recognized this, the time has come to give those fires a new incandescence. I believe that our freedom in this country is the product of a myriad of episodes, a gradual growth in habits and attitudes. No one event has marked its victory, no one event its decline. Its vigor or its weakness is marked by a pattern of events, often so small as to be lost in the total mosaic of American democracy. By my lights, the Warren Court is a great court because it has demonstrated an acute sensitivity to these episodes and a deep emotional concern about them. And to those who are critics of the court, I would call to mind the prayer of the old Far Eastern philosopher Rabindranath Tagore, where the mind is without fear and the head is held high, where knowledge is free, where the world is not divided into segments by narrow domestic walls, where words come up from the depths of truth, where tireless striving stretches its arms toward perfection, where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way in the dreary desert sand of dead habit, where the mind is led forward into ever-widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my Father, let my country awake. Thank you.